Well, good morning, everyone. This is Portia, Who That Chandler, out of Houston, Texas. And like I said on Facebook, I wanted to just kind of post this morning an audio podcast on something that I was wrestling with, you know, all morning. And Oprah Winfrey, you know, I believe is the originator of this quote where she says, the greatest revenge is success. And when you think of that, when you think of the word revenge, you always think of something negative. Let's just keep it real. You cannot think of revenge without thinking of something negative, something that someone done, you know, has done to you that you did not like. It didn't feel great. It was uncomfortable. You know, because if someone buys me a Christmas gift, I'm happy and I may feel like I need to reciprocate it. Oh, you bought me something. So I run out and buy them something. But there's no negative, you know, tone in that. But when you think of revenge, you think of something that someone has done to you that you did not like, that was uncomfortable, that was not even fair even. And so you have this tendency to want to get back at that person or to serve notice on that person, which is why we go to the courthouse. Someone has done something to you and you feel like justice needs to be served. So the great, you know, the revenge is, you know, you paying a fine or you being locked up or you having to suffer some consequences. Revenge is an act that is imposed on another for something that they've done. It's a just justification process. It then makes us judges of what we feel or deem is fair and necessary. So when we even talk about revenge, the Bible itself says vengeance is not ours, but the Lord's. In other words, he's saying that the battles that we go through, this carnal battle between flesh and blood, between other people, you know, is not supposed to be with, you know, with us. We're not supposed to fight it. You know, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So, you know, when people talk about, you know, she said this to me and I almost told her off. Okay, carnal Christian, I got you. I see you, you know, sport it, you know, flex it. I got it, but it doesn't make it right. And so when we say that the greatest form of, you know, of revenge is success, we're really saying that the greatest form of revenge is pride and arrogance. That's what we're really saying. We're saying that if we have run into someone who has taken something from us, you know, has stolen something from us, has even, you know, talked about us bad, did us wrong, didn't give us a position, stepped over us, you know, didn't consider us, you know, hurt our family, hurt our friends, have done something, you know, to us, you know, the greatest form of revenge is success. So my success is like a nana boo boo in your face. Look what I got. Really? Really? That's what we're feasting on this morning? And so I thought about it. I says, you know, it's so funny because God has this dispensation of messages that he goes about and he says it in so many different forms, parabolistic even. Just like when he talked to David and the prophet Nathan came to him and he says, you know, he tells him this little scenario and he says, well, what do you say we do to this man? He says, kill him. He says, well, hey, that man is you. David says, oh, whoa, I've done this thing. In other words, you know, God kind of parabolistic tells us things and he's saying, I'm not really trying to get you to go to church and be like, that's what I'm going through. That's her over there. I can't laugh. I can't throw my hand up because she's sitting right next to me or she lives in my house. We have that kind of hypocritical faith where every time we hear a message, we almost think that it encompassing someone else. When in actuality, the message itself is supposed to hit home and cut. The greatest form of revenge is not success. Because in fact, the Bible says to pray for those who despitefully misuse you. In other words, what he's saying is when they talk about you, when they lie on you, when they take from you, when they look over you, step over your face and treat you wrong, throw you under the bus and do all these things that we are holding in our heart as contempt. The Bible says, be angry. Gotcha. Sit down somewhere. Assess the situation. You're mad. They're mad. Okay. They did this wrong, but you have some part of it too. That's being angry. Be angry. Vent it out. See it out with yourself. But then it says, but sin not. So in your anger, it's really a rationalization process. Then it says to pray for those that despitefully misuse you. That means go to the God of your salvation, the big God that we serve, the one that knows all, sees all, that can heal a sick body, open blinded eyes, open doors that were already closed. You know, this God that we serve, he says to pray to him. And say, Lord, you know what? This person is doing something that hurts. Let's just keep it real. But I know you're going to handle it. And when you handle it, I'm praying that you bring them through. Okay, do you really want God to DDT your enemies? When you look in the mirror, you should see yourself as the enemy. He said, he that is without sin, let him cast the first stone. Every time you throw a stone at someone else, that stone will come back and hit you. Is revenge really success? I think revenge is putting it in the master's hand and letting him handle it. This is Portia. Hey, tell me what you think.